The S&P, 1 point in the red. This is SRN News.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
Laura Trump provides a fresh and honest perspective on the issues that matter to you on The Right View podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The number of Americans, and I think this is part of the problem right now, the number of Americans getting their news from TikTok quadrupled in the past 3 years. It really kind of terrifies me for what is to come for this country.
Subscribe to The Right View on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. A big warming trend through midweek before some major late week cooling. Today, a great start to the week with sunshine, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, clouds on the increase, but very mild, low 58. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, unseasonably warm, becoming breezy, high 82. In fact, I've got us around 81 on Wednesday with the risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night, then much colder on Thursday. That's leap day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
A 30-year-old Alabama cold case has been solved in DeKalb County through the use of forensics and DNA data. Skeletal remains that were found in December of 1991 are now confirmed to be that of 22-year-old Rainbow Canyon King of Kentucky. King's remains were first found by a hunter in the woods. WAFF News reports that in 2022, the DeKalb County Sheriff's Office started utilizing a genealogy analyst to conduct a forensic DNA search. That's when a family member in Kentucky was found to be a match. The family was then contacted and the identity of Rainbow Canyon King was confirmed. Cause of death for King was determined to be that of suicide. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An escaped inmate from Alabama has been located after being on the run for 5 months. 39-year-old Ricky LaVon Lay was located in Jackson County, Mississippi. He escaped from a work release program in Bayou La Batre back in October of 2023. Lay has been serving a sentence for burglary out of Fayette County. A boater died on Lay Lake after being struck by an unsecured anchor that was hanging on the side of his bass boat. The victim has been identified as 56-year-old Derek Egnor of Sylacauga. Authorities say that the anchor hanging from the boat was caught under the water surface, stopping the boat and tightening that rope. When the anchor broke free from its constraints, it snapped up, hitting the man. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
that Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Hey there, River Ridge and area. It's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels. I sometimes suspected, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
If you get a cough, please. I got hairy legs.
How dare you?
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Hey, mister! Mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a fella in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good, Joey. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Heading into, what, 1 week till Election Day? A week and a day. Until Election Day, March the 5th here.
Right around the corner.
Super Tuesday. It's fun having Alabama part of that.
Yeah.
Now, being part of the big group. Who are you voting for in the GOP nomination for president?
Me?
Yeah, who are you voting for?
Kind of private information.
Come on, you're on the public radio airwaves. Who are you voting for on Super Tuesday for president, Eddie?
Trump's got my vote, man.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Yeah, right.
Especially after them shoes.
Those shoes.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He really went over the top.
He won handily in South Carolina.
Yeah, but you know who hadn't quit yet? She ain't got no quit.
No. She doesn't know how to quit. Maybe I'll make her quit. I don't know.
Just don't know how to quit.
So we're going to get into all the speechifying, not only as Trump won the primary Saturday night in South Carolina by 20-plus points, we'll also get into a lot of speechifying being made at CPAC over the weekend. Mm-hmm. In particular, fiery speech from Steve Bannon.
You know, Sloppy Steve.
Now, and at one point, I'm not going to play this part because Trump just started his speech at CPAC with a lot of, "And look who's here. Oh, Javier Milei, good press. That guy, what an honor." And there's a clip of them hugging and embracing. Right. Vivek meeting him as well. "Who's that? You know, Viktor Orban's not here, but I love him. Is that Gorka? Gorka, you know, a lot of people call him Seb. I call him Sebastian. Stand up, Sebastian, you handsome man." And at one point, he goes, "Where's Steve Bannon?" He gets even more angry. Oh, "Where the hell is Bannon? Stand up, Bannon. Where the hell is he?" So Trump and the conservative faithful on the Trump train having a lot of fun. But when it comes to old school Republicans, when it comes to the Bush Republicans, the Mitt Romney Republicans, I think they're a little sad today.
I don't know, Joey.
Well, did you see that Ronna Romney McDaniel has officially tendered her resignation?
I read that she had quit.
Right. I love
literally
language.
Is what I read. It says she quit. Like, what? What?
Huh? She quit.
I kind of feel like it went a little more professional than that.
Right. So everybody's real sad that that loser who spent way too much money on flower arrangements is now on the outs. Like, hopefully, I think it's this Whatley guy from North Carolina Trump loves, as well as Lara Trump.
Lara?
L-A-R-A. I always look at that and go, huh?
Right.
Is it Lara?
Those are just dollar signs, buddy.
Right. Now, also, you know, everybody was asking and putting out statements about Alexei Navalny being killed. Mm-hmm. And everybody assumed Putin did it.
That's what people assumed.
And it's not a terrible assumption.
No, we know the guy. He's got a history.
Right. So a CIA-backed Ukrainian intel official is now telling us that actually Navalny died of natural causes. You've got to wonder what's going on here.
Hold on. We're trusting the CIA today?
No. Okay. What we're saying is, and this is from Tucker Carlson and David Sachs, from the Kiev Post, Ukraine's global voice. Ukraine's intelligence says cause of Russian opposition's death aligns with initial assertions made by Kremlin. The head of intelligence there in Ukraine, Chief Budanov, confirms Navalny died of a detached blood clot. I didn't see that coming today out of the Ukrainians.
I don't think he did either. He got maybe perhaps scared to death?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe Putin has the ability to, like, use his mind to cause blood clots. That or you just beat somebody mercilessly and then blood clots.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. So I don't know why that's even out there from the Ukrainians. But like, Navalny died of natural causes.
If they feel like it will get an American to give them more money, they'll put anything in the world out there, buddy.
Now, and speaking of Nikki Haley, did you see the billionaire Koch brothers? The Kochtopus!
Yeah.
Well, by the way, they're very much not fans of Trump now.
No.
But the Kochtopus is no longer funding Nikki Haley.
Did they finally say, you know what, we've thrown enough good money at this horrible idea?
Yeah, exactly right.
And they've got money to burn, by the way. So when they say, hey, you know what, we finally got to cut her off, yeah.
And, of course, Politico was incredibly triggered by Trump's speech in South Carolina when he suggested that black voters are supporting him more, in particular because he's being discriminated against by the authorities. And, of course, like the lines on SNL, they were making fun of this stuff. I actually thought SNL was not bad, considering Shane Gillis was there. But then some of these skits, I'm like, what? Sort of like fruity La La Land do these young liberal comedians live in? Because it's just God love you, live your life, but it's just a different world than I experienced.
What about, they knew they were going to have the biggest audience they've had all year, but they chose to do that skit where the pretend politicians were hating on Trump.
Scott and Lindsey Graham, and his Lindsey Graham wasn't even that good.
So they knew, and it really wasn't. Yes. They knew, though, and let's be honest.
That guy's Trump isn't that good either.
Most people that like Shane Gillis have a tendency to lean towards the Republican side.
Sure.
One of the things they like is his impersonation of Trump.
I think they either lean Republican or they just think everybody's full of crap.
Yeah. They're kind of onto it.
Don't underestimate that cohort out there.
Yeah.
We're trying to lead the charge in that regard.
I just found it ironic that they knew They were going to have probably more than ever Trump supporters watching, and they chose to run that skit, which wasn't all that good.
Well, and when they brought up, and Trump, he doxed me once.
Yeah.
I'm like, that was hilarious. Lindsey Graham was being a pain in Trump's ass, and he said, how about this? Call up Lindsey and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Well, that was a great moment. Why are we upset about that?
He didn't get swatted.
Right.
He just got his cell phone number put out.
And this is the thing with all the Trump stuff. It's my op-ed coming out tomorrow. I might read it today. I might read it tomorrow.
Right.
But this idea that Trump is like some unique threat to or threat of democracy. Like when democracy gets too much of it. Well, at first in 2016, it was all about how democracy can morph into mobocracy that the founders warned about. And now he's a threat to democracy. But I'm not seeing how unique it is.
No.
Well, there you go, normalizing the big bad Mussolini orange man. No.
I don't think so.
How many of these folks who are detractors of Trump, and I'm not talking about the everyday person who's too stupid to listen to this show. I mean the folks that are actually operators in D.C., whether you're talking Lindsey Graham or Chuck Schumer. How many times has Chuck Schumer or Lindsey Graham, just using them as examples, walked onto the Senate floor and just said a GD lie, gone on cable news, and smeared people?
They've got dollars for every time they've done it.
Gone all across the media to try to whoop people up into some frenzy for some cause.
Right.
It happens all the time, and it happened many times before Donald Trump was ever even thought of as a candidate.
Right.
So they keep projecting their past and probably future sins and abuses of American liberty onto Trump. Do I think Trump's perfect in his defense of American liberty? No. But I have a feeling that there is a bit of a spirit of revolt, even a spirit of revolution these days, where Trump can say, I'm the defender of liberty, look at what they're doing to me. And I think it is reaching a lot of folks and scaring the so-called political establishment. Now, all that said, bring it back down home. I don't know if y'all saw over the weekend, and this was WSFA reporting, but everybody picked it up. Montgomery judge seriously injured in shooting. His son charged.
Yep.
It's Circuit Judge Johnny Hardwick. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was called to Judge Hardwick's home Saturday at approximately 1 p.m. in response to a domestic situation. Upon arrival, deputies learned that the judge had been assaulted, shot, and seriously injured by his son. I think also, I don't know if he was hit or shot in the face. Folks, it's very serious. I think he's going to survive, but it is a long recovery ahead for Judge Hardwick. And again, this was his son, Calfani Hardwick. Mm-hmm. Investigators say after hurting his father, Calfani left the scene. They believe he abandoned the truck he was driving on Trotman Road near the Rolling Hills Fire Department off U.S. Highway 231. And investigators say about 45 minutes into the case, they found Calfani Hardwick and walking on the side of the road, and he was arrested without incident. He just gave himself up. He's now charged with domestic violence and possessing a firearm when forbidden to do so. The suspect is currently being held at Montgomery County Detention Facility without bond. He's set to have an initial court hearing tomorrow on Tuesday. In an unrelated case, Calfani Hardwick pleaded guilty to a second-degree assault charge in 2014, but he served no prison time. It's awful. But you got to wonder, why wasn't this guy held accountable before? But this is something, this is biblical. It's like Shakespeare, a son doing that to a father in that way is awful. So all I say now is I hope Judge Hardwick gets better and as fast as he can. But when you look the other way, folks, sometimes this sort of stuff happens. 272-9228. We also have plenty in the state news, including, some love for the IVF ruling from that Texas bishop the Pope fired.
Yeah.
He was at CPAC, and he was really loving the Alabama Supreme Court's decision. Robin Leidecker is the presumptive AL7 GOP nominee for Congress after her opponent withdraws, which I believe was Chris Horn, which I... Why does Chris Horn not get any traction in the state? I wonder. But then the Ethics Commission, there were going to be changes to how ethics and the Ethics Commission work. They postponed the vote that was supposed to happen today. They're going to study it more in the legislature.
Well, what happened last time they did ethics stuff?
Oh, I mean, everything ended up so ethical.
Why do they have to do it every couple of years?
Mm-hmm. And we'll explain the constitutional amendment on the March 5th ballot. There's only one. It's Amendment 1, and we'll explain that.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Right. Let's go to, well, it's more a legislative procedure.
Okay.
It has to do with local bills. We'll get into it, though. But let's go to Robert on line 3. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good.
All right.
As you notice how they playing that down with George Harwood is a domestic assault with a weapon.
Yeah.
You know, Alabama, after the Moody case down in South Alabama, Alabama beefed up the laws on attack on judges.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be attempted murder on a judge. I don't care who done it.
I agree.
Yeah, but what if his father doesn't want to press charges?
That's the hard part.
No, the state. No, that falls in the state hands. It's out of his father's hands.
I would think
anytime
so.
You attack a,
well, then I think you're going to have to get the AG to do it. Because
right.
I don't think the local, say, DA or anybody wants to go there if Judge Hardwick doesn't.
Nobody's going to go there. They're trying to pay it down where he'll get attempted manslaughter and be out in 4 years.
Sounds like rules for thee, not for me.
They're doing it again for him. They're going to take care of this boy till he kills somebody on the street.
Well, and it's not the first time he's done something like this. It's just awful he did it to his father.
Right. So anytime you attack a law officer or officer of the court, that's a state charge, and that don't fall under no domestic dispute.
Yeah. You know, and it's one thing to say mercy should be part of your toolkit when you're a justice, when you're a judge. You can hear cases and use discretion, but if all you got's mercy, you got to wonder who you're letting roam free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just the roost is coming home, the hen coming home, the roost.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Robert.
See you, Robert.
272-9228. This part of the program, before we hit this break, brought to you by, well, Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, Ashley and her fantastic team are ready to help you out. And you know, it's starting to warm up during the middle of the day.
Dude, it's going to be like 80 tomorrow.
I know. Now, in the mornings, it's still cool.
Oh, I feel so nice.
But you got to know, as things warm up, those fire ants are going to start popping up. Those termites are going to start popping
and those
up.
Those blood-sucking mosquitoes.
Ooh.
They're coming, buddy.
Well, the beautiful thing is Pest Pro can take care of all of those.
That's
you can get your yard treated for mosquitoes, or, well, you got to ask them. They can do a free inspection for termites.
Mm-hmm.
And get you an estimate, a free estimate on treatment. Now, it's better to get termite treatment done before they cause damage to your home, to your property. Because neither is covered by homeowner's insurance, so you might as well do some preventative maintenance.
That's what you need to do.
Get Pest Pro out there to make sure your home is jam and jelly tight when it comes to those termites or any other insects or little critters trying to get in there. Of course, you can always call Pest Pro Services at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can go to ppsriverregion.com or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. Ashley and her team are ready to help you. There's a reason they've been growing leaps and bounds over the last few years. They're just that good. Great local folks who know what they're doing when it comes to pest control and serving the community. So y'all check them out today. And be sure to tell Ashley and that great team at Pest Pro that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. More news and views in the afternoon. Well, after this.
Joey Clark.
Going to work
work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Get to the luxury event 4 years in the making, the Leap Year Lexus Savings Event. This month only, buy a new Lexus and leap past your payments till May. Drive true luxury in the 2024 Lexus RX, now $499 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
With approved credit, number C02C205, 36 months, 10,000 miles, with $3,499 due at signing, plus tax, tag, title, and dock fee.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. News and views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, bro?
I'm all right. Surviving, I suppose. And, well, you want to hear a little bit of Trump at CPAC? Ooh, because, yeah. I mean, the guy was, it was a pretty low-key speech, except for certain moments.
Oh?
Yeah, there are definitely certain moments. Like this.
That was another one we called, right? Fake news. The only problem with that term, it's not strong enough. I wish it were stronger. At the ballot boxes, November, it's you and the people you have to be, and we'll deliver a reckoning like they haven't even imagined before. We're going to straighten out our country. We're going to bring our country back. For hardworking Americans, November 5th will be our new Liberation Day, but for the liars and cheaters and fraudsters and censors and imposters who have commandeered our government, it will be their judgment day. Their judgment day.
You like that? I saw you smiling over there.
Pretty good.
You like that?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Like, pretty good.
And then he continued in his main speech saying, our revenge, my revenge, will be our success.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that way he could spin that.
Yeah.
He put it much better than I could put it.
Of course, it's not going to stop all sorts of folks from calling him all sorts of names.
Oh, well, of course.
And, you know, like many other things, I've been brought to this point with Trump of like, yeah, screw it. Let's just throw the hand grenade, the human hand grenade,
at this point,
back at Washington, D.C.
At this point, you know.
Like two big double barrel middle fingers right at Washington, D.C.
Ooh, double tall man.
Yeah, that's what we need. And I think Trump is just the guy to do it.
Oh, yeah, he's the guy to do it, that's for sure.
And, well, he's... now, I'm moving to South Carolina. This was... This is South Carolina, where Trump just won. And let's listen in now.
Bombs. I could solve it all with a phone call. Just a phone call, like I did with Macron of France. He was going to put a tax on. My people said, we'll never be able to stop it. I gave him a little chance, just a quick run on the story. Emmanuel Macron, head of France, and I said, get it stopped. They're putting a big tax on our companies. I said, get it stopped. And they came back and they said, we've been unable to do it. I said, I'll do it. And I called up Macron. Emmanuel, how are you? How are you? Oh, Donald, thank you so much. I miss you so much. We must get together. I said, we will, but first we have to settle. You're putting a tax on our American companies, a very big tax. It's not fair, Emmanuel. Yes, yes, but it is already passed. I am not able to do anything. I said, that's okay. Starting on Monday morning, every bottle of wine and champagne that comes into the United States is going to have a 100% tax or tariff on it. No, Donald, you can't do that. I said, yes, I can. He goes, no way. I said, way.
I love that.
Way. And I said, here's the story. Call me back within 5 minutes. Let me know. He called me back in about 2 minutes. He said, we've decided not to place the tax on American companies. I did so much of that stuff, and I can't. It's so much. And I wish they were all recorded. I wish they were all recorded.
They are.
I really do.
They
because
are,
some
yeah.
of these conversations were classic. You would have seen what a great job we did. But you can do things that stupid people can't do. I mean, Biden doesn't.
Yeah, no chill on Trump's part, especially when you're beginning.
Bombs.
Okay, you're right. He has no chill. But we as Trump supporters, we like that Trump.
Yeah.
In this mode.
I do like that.
No chill. Nothing to lose. Any of those, he's winning.
And one thing that's amazing, and this was the victory speech in South Carolina as well, you know, Trump will try to bring up folks that he's been frenemies with.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
how we mentioned Lindsey Graham earlier?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Now Lindsey got doxxed and all sorts of other stuff that happened to Lindsey.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Well, Trump tried to, you know, bury the hatchet. Like, he does this.
He does.
It's like, Ted Cruz's wife is ugly as a dog. And then they're like best friends.
Yeah. Amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. So and people usually go, yeah, oh yeah, Ted Cruz, yay, he's back. And they're friends now. And great, all the Republicans working together. Well, the Trump base really isn't into that these days.
Oh,
see, he's
going
to try to do it with the one, the only, Lindsey.
It's not just about sex.
Graham.
Another man, not a lot of people know him. He doesn't do too much television. He happens to be a little bit further left than some of the people on the stage. But I always say, when I'm in trouble on the left, I call up Lindsey Graham and he straightens it out so fast.
Listen to the crowd. Initial cheers.
And I'll tell you.
Well, hold on, it gets worse.
No, remember. Him. He's a good man. Come up here, Lindsey.
Wow.
Come here.
Let's kill.
Okay, are you ready? America, the nightmare you're facing is just about over. Help is on the way.
This is the
most qualified man to be president of the United States. And let it be said that South Carolina created the biggest political comeback in American history.
Didn't they do that with Biden when he was about to be out of the race? Is that the one he's talking about?
The what?
Wasn't Biden about to be out of the race until South Carolina?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But is that the one he's referring to?
No, he's referring to Trump getting this huge margin over Nikki Haley.
I see.
In her home state, she got whooped.
No one loves her anymore. And like
right.
a lot of the exit polls showed, they said, we don't know her. We used to know her.
Right.
But she went away.
And she keeps using this line of 70% of Americans don't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. And I'm like, I'm not surprised by that number. But you know what that means, Nikki? It's mean they would rather prefer Trump and Biden than to you.
Right. Right.
And your fake, bought and paid for shtick.
It's just so...
At this point.
I feel so sad watching her because... She's just waiting. I mean, she's literally the robot waiting for the next
client. Right. And then some of the Never Trumpers or the Bush GOP or the McCain GOP, all these folks, they're out there saying 40% of Republicans in exit polls said they would never vote for Donald Trump. And it's like, hey, Dumas. You do know it's an open primary in South Carolina, and those same exit polls show that 40% of the people who voted for Nikki Haley were Democrats. So am I shocked that Democrats say they'll never vote for Trump?
Who has been paying Nikki Haley's way thus far?
A lot of Democrats.
There we go. Got to go out there and support our girl.
Right. Right. But, you know, she's making bank. She's making plenty of bank.
Now, dude, as a guy who used to think you would do almost anything for money, I found a limit. I could not be that big of a puppet.
What was the limit?
That big of a puppet. Standing there on stage when I forget who called her out for being the corporate shill of a person she was.
Vivek.
And she had the smile of, response.
Mm.
I would have dropped my head in shame and walked off and never be seen again. That's just me.
No, Vivek torched her.
Damn.
I mean, there are a lot of folks that ran to her defense because that's how this works. You back your candidate, you back your team, but I think objectively, he torched her.
There's a time and a place.
And he torched Mike Pence.
Yeah.
Of course, Pence, we reported it a week or two ago, is now funding all these operations to stop populism in the Republican Party.
That's what his robots have told him to do.
It's just absurd. But how about a little bit of fire before we hit another break? Where's fire. Bannon? Bannon, Steve?
Sloppy
Bannon,
Steve?
Stand up, Sloppy Steve. Stand up. And be heard, Sloppy Steve.
Has he cleaned himself up at all?
I don't know. We'll see.
Election. Media, I want you to suck on this. I want the White House to suck on this. You lost in 2020. Donald Trump is the legitimate president of the United States.
Suck on it.
Stand up, Bannon. Stand up, Steve. Sloppy Steve. Stand
Trump
up.
Won. Trump won. Trump won. Trump won. Trump won. Trump won.
It's so sloppy.
You know how we know categorically that Trump won now? Because the New York Times and MSNBC and the Washington Post understand we're about to out them. Right? We're going to adjudicate this after victory. If Biden actually won, he would be a revered hero to them. If Kamala Harris had really been the wingman, she'd be a revered hero. The New York Times is throwing Biden under the bus every day and backing him up over him. That shows you they know he's an illegitimate regime head. He's a usurper in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. To every working class Democrat and populist in the Democratic Party, when we get to the White House and go through and adjudicate the fact that 2020 was stolen and this illegitimate regime, what they've done to destroy this country, nobody that loved this country would do what he's doing to the country, would they?
Nope.
Would anybody think about it for a second? What if our framers came back here, came back today, and saw 10 million illegal alien invaders that they have gamed the system to bring here? Nobody. Give me that again, ma'am. Lock them up. All of them. Garland, Ray, Biden, all of them. Mayorkas. What they did to this country is unforgivable. And we will not forget it, and we will never forgive it until justice is done. Now, some of our folks may say justice in this case is retribution. I will let that be defined as we go forward. But we're not going to back off this. President Donald J. Trump is the greatest president of the 20th and 21st century. Think about it for a second. When they stole the election and he went back to Mar-a-Lago, he could have played the game. He could have been part of the system. He could have gotten the big book deal and had the memorial films made about him and, you know, built more golf courses and had a life of leisure as a billionaire should have and deserve and with his beautiful family. What did he do? He came back to lead his country and say, I'm not going to let them steal this election, and I'm not going to ever let them destroy the United States of America.
Again, folks, that's Steve Bannon over the weekend at CPAC. Just a little taste of what he was saying. One of the more fiery speeches. Vivek was also great. But I think my favorite. Not Trump. Nope. Not Vivek. Not Steve.
Not Sloppy?
Mm-mm. It's probably Javier Milei.
Oh.
It's because I am that economics nerd.
Yeah.
I am that Austro-libertarian in many ways. I've changed some, but that is what I think helped me develop into my political point of view. And to see a leader, a president of a country who's following through, number one, who is also has command of economics and history in a way I understand.
He knows what he's doing a little bit there, Joe.
Who stands by liberty, damn it. Freedom, damn it. That's his slogan. And I'm not going to play it because he's speaking, you know, his tongue as there's a translator over the top. It's not exactly the most enjoyable listening
experience. Butt,
but if you read that speech, I mean, it reads like an economic treatise. And I think it's fantastic how he's going at the heart of neoclassical economics, especially this Keynesian school, but all the folks that sort of talk market failures and all these other things. Now, Milei went right for the throat with them and then also gave fiery comments as well, talking about how he ran to awaken lions. We need more of that here in America.
Yes, we do.
And in fact, there was a moment behind the scenes with Javier Milei and Donald Trump meeting, and went fairly viral here, folks, but let's listen in.
All right.
Big ol' hug. Yeah. Why are you smirking like a moron over there right now?
You remember that movie, not Harry Potter, but the one where they were all living in, like, little troll houses?
Yeah.
Dude kind of looks trollish like that with his hair.
Let me see here. We'll pull it up. Full screen.
I could be wrong, but I'm just saying he kind of reminds me of one of the guys. He gets fresh off the set there.
You know, are you just in the mood to crap on whatever I love today?
I love this. What are you talking about? I love this. I'm just saying the guy himself.
But I'm just saying that
the guy himself. You know, I can... Yeah, he's right out of that movie.
Yeah. No, he is a character, man. He's not only an economist, he's a foul-mouthed, like...
I mean, always hype, like Trump is always on level 6 out of 10. This dude's always on 8.
Right. Well,
always on 8.
He's a little rock star. Like, I think he has a punk rock band.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. That would make so much sense. I could really see that.
So, no, and he was wielding a chainsaw when he was running to and cutting through stuff, and he would, like, start cursing and doing rock music. His wife's, like, some supermodel, and I don't know. We need more of that here in the United States. Yeah, I'd vote for that all day. I'd vote for that over Trump. But
right.
It's great to see him and Trump embracing. So, excitement on the right.
Yeah.
Right now. We'll see what tricks the establishment has up their sleeves. Well, in particular, it's an exclusive for Axios.
Oh, boy.
In a rare interview, Hunter Biden tells Axios that, quote, we are in the middle of a fight for the future of democracy. He'd come up with that himself. And he sees his sobriety as crucial not only to his life, but also to ensuring Donald Trump doesn't become president again. See, that's
I've
the trick.
I've got bad news for that guy.
If I stay sober, Trump will not become president again.
They need to keep people close to him. Because
so what if Trump does become president again?
It's not a matter
Hunter,
of does.
You're going to keep painting? Or are we going back to the crack in the horse?
I got a feeling the crack in the horse. And I got a feeling that
it's
really
hard
never
to quit.
Left.
You know, we're crapping on him, but it's not really. I have pity for the man.
I
think he was, like, kind of put in that situation by his father. In many ways.
He has free will.
End up how he ended up. He does have free will.
I know we disagree on this, but the boy's got free will.
I don't think we have a big disagreement. I think I'm just trying to see.
You feel sorry for him.
I said a little bit of pity. I'm trying.
Nothing.
I have none for you then. No pity for you. You ever down in the dumps? No, don't come crying to Joey, Eddie.
Have you ever met me? I'm always down in the dumps. Always.
That's his secret, folks. That's why, you know, this fella here is...
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy.
Right.
My rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese. My good time boy.
It's hard for me to have sympathy for him. He's had everything handed to him.
Well, we got to hit this break.
Including the crack pipe.
We'll be right back.
back in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Call it springtime in February. A big warming trend through midweek before some major late-week cooling. Today, a great start to the week with sunshine, high in the upper 70s. Tonight, clouds on the increase, but very mild, low 58. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, unseasonably warm, becoming breezy, high 82. In fact, I've got us around 81 on Wednesday with the risk of showers, maybe a thunderstorm by Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday night. Then much colder on Thursday. That's leap day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Together we have hauled it, lifted it, dug it, and mowed it. Season after season, to every customer who has walked through our doors, thank you for trusting Capital Tractor and Kubota. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Don't settle for what Uncle Sam wants to give you. Get to Toyota of Montgomery today, where we'll double your tax refund. This month only, Toyota of Montgomery will double your money. If you have a $1,000 refund, we'll double it to $2,000. $2,000 is now $4,000. $5,000 is now up to $10,000. It gets even better, because Toyota of Montgomery has incredible incentives on our new inventory, like the new 2024 Toyota Camry LE, now only $299 a month. Or the best-selling new 2024 RAV4 LE, it's only $349 a month. That's double your refund money up to $10,000. $5,000 plus save on new Toyotas and more for your trade. Get to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group. Dealer will match tax refund up to $5,000 in form of dealer discount off TSRP. Example, 2024 Toyota Sequoia Hybrid Capstone four-wheel drive in transit vehicle. TSRP 84,172. Camry MSRP 30,958. RAV4 MSRP 28,214. 12,000 miles per year for 39 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit on sealed new Toyota purchases. Select new Toyota purchases plus taxes, tag, title, and $999. Offers end 2/29/2024.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Now, shall we go to the other side of the aisle, Eddie?
All right.
And listen to what they're throwing out there?
You promise there'll be no violence?
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm not the one's going to initiate any
I'm
of that.
I'm trying to stay violent-free.
Are you going to stay violence-free?
It's been a struggle.
Now, whose fault is that?
Mine.
If you actually...
No, it is mine.
Okay.
It is 100% just making sure. Mine, yes. Both my probation officer and my therapist, they both pointed at me.
No, here's John Brennan, who seriously looks like Voldemort. And, you know, folks, if you are listening to the show and you still believe John Brennan, you're too stupid to listen to this show.
Look at him right now. He's so angry because everybody has called him out on his BS anymore. Nobody's believing it anymore.
But here's his take on the Republicans. The guy who's one of the sources for the impeachment stuff, backing up all the involvement of Hunter and the Biden family with Burisma, he's now been arrested.
No.
But why wasn't he arrested 3 years ago, for instance?
Good question.
Like, why all of a sudden now that the Republicans are moving on this? But so it's Russia, Russia, Russia 3.0.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got
but
you.
Let's listen to Brennan, the head of the snake.
Right. Quite frankly, based on what I've seen from them, they really don't care if these things are true or not. They will just try to use them to advance their efforts to try to...
Wait, is he talking about the Republicans or the CIA?
I was going to ask you, Joey. Didn't I hear that on the whole Russia, Russia, Russia thing?
Right.
I mean, okay.
Undermine the integrity of President Biden as well as to advance their impeachment process. So therefore, they seized upon something that was clearly unevaluated information. It was raw. It was obtained by the FBI. Director Wray initially tried to resist providing it to the Hill, but then the pressure increased and it was eventually shared with them. But as it's now clear, Mr. Smirnoff is a serial liar. Nothing that he was claiming about President Biden was true. And therefore, I think the whole impeachment effort, which was resting heavily on that, is really quite questionable whether or not it can continue.
It's such bullcrap.
It is.
John Brennan calling somebody else a serial liar.
Right.
That's rich.
Pot calling the kettle black there, buddy.
And maybe, you know, maybe he's a serial liar and the Republicans are serial liars. And everybody is playing this high-stakes game of a-hole poker up in Washington, D.C. They're all lying. They're all bluffing.
Yeah.
It's just how you play the game.
You know, I found here, buddy.
This one, though, over the weekend. There's the headline from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
The Spy War. How the CIA secretly helps Ukraine fight Putin. For more than a decade, the United States has nurtured a secret intelligence partnership with Ukraine that is now critical for both countries in countering Russia. My alternative headline to this?
Yeah.
How the CIA managed to lick its own ice cream cone again.
Mm-hmm.
Or soak its own cork.
There you go.
Just give me a break. See, we needed to be there because they were going to invade all... It's like, no, maybe y'all's involvement kind of...
Maybe
this
led
on.
To that?
Right. Maybe that's what you were intending. All along. I don't know. So that's one take from the Democrats and what's going on in the world. But how about we get away from old, ugly white men? Because, you know, we got to get with the times, Eddie.
You got some hot-looking ladies or something?
I think she's pretty hot. I think she's bat-crap crazy.
Ooh, that's my kind.
But, well, it's kind of my type, too. And, yeah, arguing over politics is kind of foreplay.
I'm out.
What, you're out? You're out? How
enough,
are you
I got
out?
Enough nerds in my life.
Well, you don't...
I don't know. Let's take a look.
We're talking about this moment where it seems like there's accountability, if not a downright reckoning. Are you worried at all about whether the criminal justice system will actually hold Donald Trump into account? And I want to ask you this as someone who survived January 6th. It was a viscerally terrifying moment from you, from the accounts you've shared publicly. It is something the House explored robustly through the January 6th committee, but something that the Department of Justice...
Wait, what about the pipe bomb? Was AOC next to the pipe bomb? Is that why she was scared? Or all those terrorists walking through the velvet ropes respectfully?
I think why she was scared is some people weren't following the script, and that made her very
uncomfortable. She wasn't even there. All the chaos and mayhem.
But she was so close that she...
She was upset because a cop came and banged on the door. We need to get out here. What's going on? Let's let him finish.
Appeared sort of slow to take up in terms of its investigation and prosecution of Donald Trump.
I do have extraordinary concern about it.
Can you talk a little bit about, if you had a message to Merrick Garland in this moment as a Democrat who sort of understands what that moment meant for the country?
For me, it's not even as a Democrat, but it's as an American.
Right.
Are we really going to see what happened on January 6th?
I'm waiting for you.
And not have serious consequence for it? If we do not issue... If there is not a clear proceeding that is swift, this is not just about an individual case. This is about the message that this sends for our democracy.
Oh, right.
And
that thing.
If there is not clarity on how unacceptable and how clear the crimes were that happened on January 6th and leading up to January 6th, then we are creating an open question about whether this is acceptable or not. And that cuts to the core, not just of our justice system, but to our democracy. And we are hurtling towards an election.
I mean, that's a pretty good line. Did you think she came up with it?
No, dude.
Or was it like the CIA through the New York Times and all that stuff?
She got a text last night.
I love how the CIA cares about our democracy so much, even though they're unaccountable and secretive.
Right.
Causing all sorts of problems all over the world that they then get to solve.
Be willing to say they're kind of anti.
They love licking their own ice cream.
Kind of anti, not pro.
But is this really going to be the arguments here?
I hope not. If people still listen to that moron.
I think this is what... No, but Eddie, I think this is where we're going. This is kind of a nice sketch of where we're going in 2024.
I think so, huh?
Well, that Democrats are worried the Merrick Garland DOJ aren't going to go actually far enough and punish this awful terroristic behavior that was going to lead to the overthrow of our democracy.
I got to be honest. She's probably right.
While Trump, as he said in his CPAC speech, I've been indicted more times than Alfonso Capone. Which he has.
You know, you could go to dinner with that guy if he didn't like the way you smiled, thought you were making fun of him. You'd be dead you even get back to your wife.
That's right.
On the walk home. So I'm fighting against a corrupt regime that's coming after me at every turn, and it does seem that way.
Every time.
Isn't it convenient that, like, the same, like, one that hits Trump in the wallet is happening at the same time as they're going to pull out the Stormy Daniels thing and call, say, essentially an agreement to shut up an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, is a campaign finance violation with all sorts of cockamamie legal schemes, while also the Fannie Willis case is going on, as well as the documents case, as well as the conspiracy to commit insurrection and sedition, even though we would like to charge him with insurrection, but we can't because it's obviously he didn't. So we're going to do a conspiracy to initiate it.
How many politicians do you think have those forms at the ready for people to sign? These non-disclosure
agreements?
Well, I mean, when I see one with a briefcase, I imagine it's a briefcase full of those. I'm fixing to do something, and we're going to do it together, and then I need you to sign this non-disclosure. Mm-hmm. And if that way, when you go tell, I can come after you.
Yeah, but this is where it's all going, Eddie. The back and forth. Now, I'm not even going to play the clip, but David Axelrod... You know, he was the Obama whiz kid behind Obama, one of them.
Not a fan, but
He said, Biden needs to worry about black voters, especially if Trump picks Tim Scott as VP. No, Trump should not pick Tim Scott as VP.
I agree with you on that 100%.
Like, I really, maybe there are people this dumb, but I don't think black folks go, oh, a black face, of course I'm voting for the Republican. It's just dumb. Tim Scott does not inspire. I'm sorry. He is, and that's saying all due respect to his incredible life story.
Yeah.
But the way he delivers it, I want to.
Well, not only that, it's just too plain that, hey, I'm no different than what's his name when he grabbed Sarah Palin.
It's,
right. There's a vote that I'm trying to get. And that tells me
how shallow identity politics
incredibly transparent you are. And the only people that will buy into it are some white people.
Yeah.
That'll go, oh, see, there you go.
But coming up, Politico, as we mentioned earlier.